Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Pittsburgh Pirates with a milestone victory over the Milwaukee Brewers on Tuesday night at Miller Park, winning 4-3. Travis Snyder delivering a pinch hit home run in the top of the ninth off Jim Henderson.
It's fired up. We all know what's at stake. And a chance to put your team on top late in the game. With the bullpen and the squad we feature this year, it's exciting.
That's win number 81 for the Pirates, and it assures them of their first non-losing season since 1992. 20-plus years of futility, the longest run of non-winning seasons in any sport in North American history. The Brewers battled all the way in this one, though. Gene Segura had an RBI single in the eighth that tied the game at three. Jonathan Lucroy gave the Brewers an early lead with a two-run single in the first. Giovanni Gallardo went seven innings, allowed five hits, two runs, and struck out six, but no decision. Manager Ron Reneke's club has now lost five in a row, but he says to a very good team, he says the Pirates are playoff worthy.
It's hard to imagine that club. What I've seen from them this year and then in the past 2 years, it's a really good ball club. So, for them not to be at that point, last year and the year before is surprising. So they're good.
They lead the St. Louis Cardinals by two games in the NL Central as Cincinnati tightened the race with a 1-0 victory. Homer Bailey and two relievers combine on a two-hit shutout. Bailey went seven innings for the win.
Yeah, we were able to mix stuff up. Fastball location was pretty good. And we had, good location, good mix. All the things that you go out there and you try to do every day, especially against a lineup like that, it's very gratifying to go two in a row without giving up a run.
Yeah, Todd Frazier doubled in the only run in the seventh. Aroldis Chapman strikes out the side for his 34th save. Washington beat Philadelphia 9-6. Wilson Ramos with a three-run home run. Atlanta over the Mets 3-1, all three in the seventh. Braves' magic number now 10 in the NL East. It was Miami 6, the Cubs 2. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-4. That's six in a row for L.A. San Diego gets by San Francisco 3-2. In the American League, back to a dead heat in the Western Division race as the Texas Rangers beat the Oakland A's 5-1. Mitch Moreland, Alex Rios with home runs. Manager Ron Washington really happy with the effort. He got on the mound again from reliever Martin Perez.
Every time he goes out there is another experience, and I just think we need to just let him continue to grow, and whatever expectations that comes up on him, let him put it on himself, not us to put it on him.
Couple of teams battling for a wild card spot. Cleveland beating Baltimore 4-3. The Yankees scored five runs in the eighth and beat the White Sox 6-4. It was Boston 2, Detroit 1. John Lester out-dueling Max Scherzer, who takes the loss. Only his second against 19 wins this year.
I thought as a whole, I thought I pitched pretty well. I thought I had good stuff and made a little mechanical adjustment to get back right. And I felt free and easy tonight. So it's frustrating as it is to lose a game and to make a mistake. I'm just going to choose to look at the positives.
Minnesota beat Houston 9-6 in 12 innings. Kansas City a 4-3 win over Seattle. The Rays over the Angels 7-1. And Toronto beat Arizona in an interleague game by a count of 10-4. Into the National Football League, where the Green Bay Packers return to the practice field on Wednesday to start their preparations in earnest for their opening day opponent, the reigning NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers played fewer snaps in the preseason this year than he has since becoming the starter in 2008. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, James Jones haven't taken a snap together at wide receiver. Eddie Lacy has had only spot duty in August. Head coach Mike McCarthy, you okay with the number one offense going in?
I feel good about where we are offensively. I mean, we have a plan we've had some time to work. There's some things that no different than any team in the league. You haven't done them because you're saving for the first couple weeks. So and there's always a little bit of that unknown when that stuff's not battle tested, in a game. So, but I feel good about where we are.
It's the number two offense that's interesting for the new backup is veteran Seneca Wallace diving into the system, but he says he doesn't want to pester Aaron.
You got to be smart. He already has enough on his plate, with the start of the season. So we have to lean, me and Tolzien got to lean more on just learning the playbook and leaning more on talking to our position coach. He has moving forward, obviously he's going to probably want to provide us with insight, but at the same time he has a job that he has to do.
And that job begins Sunday at Candlestick Park against San Francisco. Other NFL notes, the Buffalo Bills are going to go with their number one draft choice, E.J. Manuel, at quarterback. He's recovered from a knee injury in the preseason and will make his starting debut when the Bills host the New England Patriots this weekend. Houston Texans have extended the contract of linebacker Brian Cushing, 2009 first-round pick, signed a six-year deal worth over $55 million. Cushing played in just five games last season before suffering a torn ACL. The NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens heading to Denver to take on the Broncos. In college football, Alabama retains its top spot in the Associated Press Top 25. Oregon, though, moves in front of Ohio State for number two. The Buckeyes are now at number three. The Wisconsin Badgers moved up two spots to number 21 after the 45-0 thrashing of the University of Massachusetts on Saturday. Next up for first-year head coach Gary Anderson, FCS school Tennessee Tech.
Those guys are good coaches, that level. They have hungry young men that have a chip on their shoulders, and the longer they hang in games, the more excited they get about winning. They start believing, and that's when it gets a little bit scary. You better make some plays to win.
Badgers hosting Tennessee Tech Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium. In college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball schedule is out, and it will be a good one with the Wisconsin Badgers returning to the Rush Center for the first time since 2009. That'll be on November 16th, and Tony Bennett, the all-time leading scorer in Phoenix program history, will bring his Virginia Cavaliers to the Rush Center Saturday afternoon on December 7th. Head coach Brian Wardle on a couple of biggies coming to town.
Well, I think anytime you got Wisconsin and Virginia, you know you're going to start off with a tough home schedule. But, you know, again, the first couple of years we wanted to go on the road so we can get these teams back. It just happened where Wisconsin and Virginia fall in the same year, but that's exciting.
I asked Kiefer Sykes, who plays Tony Bennett's point guard position, if he knows anything about the former GB star.
I know a lot about him. I admire him. You know, I actually was playing with him on 2K a few weeks ago. Yeah, so I know a lot about him, and like I said, I admire his game, and I admire what he did for the school, for the university.
Phoenix will open their season in the HBCA Tip-Off Classic in Atlanta on November the 8th. The U.S. Open Women's Tennis Championships continuing, and Serena Williams plows through to the semifinals. 6-love, 6-love over Carlo Suarez Navarro. Serena felt badly for Navarro and thought the weather may have played a role.
I definitely think the win was tough for her, as you know, and especially on that court. It just gets really windy down there. And with the one hand, it definitely doesn't help. So it kind of almost worked into my favor.
Don't think she needed much help from the win. Victoria Azarenko played her round of 16 match and advances. Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray advanced to the quarterfinals on the men's side. NASCAR driver Tony Stewart says he will dial it back when it comes to racing so much next year. Spoke to the media for the first time since breaking his leg in a sprint car race in southern Iowa late July. He admitted to being a bit tired from a pace of nearly 100 races during the season. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniel.